Oh, no, Iola. This one doesn't look quite right.
Well, of course not, Thelma. It's supposed to be an octopus pincushion. It's got to have 8 little tentacles, see?
Well, either way, they're ugly as sin.
They are not. These are going to be the hottest seller at the church bazaar.
Oh, come off it, Iola. Nobody with an ounce of taste is going to go for these 8-legged fuzzballs.
Miss Harper, have you seen... Oh, a yarn octopus. Oh, I just love these things.
Why am I not surprised?
Has Vinton come back from the sale at Niedermeyer's yet? He's buying us a brand new bed at half price. It's called the Carousel of Love.
Good Lord, not one of them round beds.
Yep, 360 degrees of rotating comfort.
And
while it turns, it plays the Temptation Tango.
Well, let's just hope it comes with seat belts and earphones.
Oh, there's Vince's pickup now.
Bubba, come on, get out and help your uncle carry in my new bed.
He brought it home on the truck?
Well, sure. Who wants to pay a $5 delivery charge?
Hold on, Uncle Ben. Let me give you a hand.
No need, Bubba. I can handle this baby myself.
Wow. Is that an SP2000?
Yeah, isn't it a beauty?
What is that?
That is a graphite bait caster rod with double wrap ferrules and a self-adjusting drag reel.
Looks like a fishing pole to me.
Honey, put that silly thing down. Go get our bed.
This isn't a silly thing, Skeeter. This is the best rod and reel that money can buy.
Just how much money are we talking about?
Plenty. I saw Bert Convy fishing with one of these babies on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Finn, where is my bed?
You see, baby, it's got what they call sense you bite. See? If a fish so much as looks cross-eyed at it, it knows.
Get that sense you bite out of my face. I want my bed.
Now, Naomi, there's no need to get all upset. True, I didn't get the bed, but I had a very good reason.
This one I gotta hear.
And what was that?
Well, this was a much better deal. Those beds are always going on sale. The SP2000 never does. I got that baby for $250 off the retail price.
Fenton, how much did that damn thing cost?
Oh, butt out, Miss Harper. It doesn't matter how much it cost. He is taking it back.
I am not.
You are, too. Now, that was both of our money. It should have been spent on something that we both can use.
Well, we both can use that.
I don't fish.
Well, that's why that was such a great deal. I got him to throw in the scaler and degutter for free. We can have a ball, baby. I catch him and you clean him.
Finn Harper, I am not asking you. I am telling you. Now, take that silly thing back and bring me my bed.
You got no right to tell me what to do. That's Mama's job.
Well, now, how'd I get into this?
Vinton Harper, either that fishing pole goes or I go.
Oh, I hate it when you do that. Every time you don't get your way, you say you're leaving. Well, this time I'm calling your bluff. This is mine. I've wanted this SP2000 all my life, and you're not making me take it back.
Well, fine. I hope it keeps you warm on those long, lonely nights ahead, because I sure won't.
Well, I'll bet the neighbors are just loving this.
Well, never mind the neighbors. Go ahead, you two.
There is nothing more to say. I am moving in with Luann Fayette. Miss Harper, please forward my mail to the Wagons Hoe Trailer Park on Route 5.
Oh, now, Naomi, you don't want to move way out there. They don't even get cable.
She watches too much TV anyway. I say let her go.
Naomi, I am warning you. You take one step out that door and it is goodbye forever.
I see. Goodbye, Miss Harper. Iola. Goodbye, Bubba. Goodbye, cold and dreary basement. Goodbye, lumpy sleeper sofa.
Goodbye, nosy neighbors.
And to you, Vinton Harper, and your sense you bite. Goodbye forever.
I'm not falling for this, Naomi. You're not going anywhere. Quit your kidding. Come back in here. You'll be sorry if you put that truck into drive. Go ahead. See if I care. Oh, no, Mama. What am I going to do?
Now, baby, that's all right. You still got all of us. Oh, Benton, come on. Get dressed. It's time for your fishing trip with Bubba.
Oh, let him go without me. I'll never be able to face a largemouth bass again.
Still thinking of Naomi, huh? This place is a pigsty, Vic. Why don't you pick it up?
No, Mama. I want it to stay just exactly the way Naomi left it. Oh, Mama, she's gone. She's gone. She's gone.
I know. Oh, Benton, you've been moping around down here for 3 days. You gotta snap out of this.
Well, that's easy for you to say. Nothing like this has ever happened to you.
You wanna bet?
Mama? You mean you got separated from Daddy?
Well, let's just say he got separated from me. Your daddy came down with a case of the 7-year itch. Actually, it was about 14 years into the marriage. Carl always was a little slow.
You mean he just up and walked out?
Yep. Left me a note saying he was looking for something more. Who the hell wasn't?
Must have felt terrible.
Well, for a few days I was pretty broken up. Maybe you remember it. I was real crabby with you kids.
Well, that could have been any time.
Anyway, one morning I got up and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, Thelma, not another tear. I got myself all dolled up, gave me a henna rinse. I went downtown. I landed me the first job I applied for.
You got a job?
I was going to be the head hostess at Martinelli's restaurant downtown. Oh, that place was so beautiful. All the walls were painted with scenes from Italy, and one whole section of the booths were made like gondolas. The Venetian room, they called that. Oh, I tell you, that place was really high tone.
So what happened?
Nothing. Day before I was supposed to start working, your daddy showed up on his knees begging for forgiveness. So I took him back. I never could resist a man in that position.
Well, I'm glad you got back together.
Oh, me too, baby. Still, I can't help but wondering what it would have been like. A life of glamour at Martinelli's. No Carl.
Well, what are you saying?
What I am saying, Vinton, is don't let the gondolas pass you by. Get out of that bed and start enjoying your life before your wife comes back and ruins it. I just can't keep my mind on my work. This thing looks like a Smurf with tentacles.
Thelma, your family is being torn apart. Naturally, your octopi are going to suffer.
I swear, Iola, I don't know what I'm going to do about them two.
You mean there's no hope of a reconciliation?
Down, girl. Benton is like a little lost soul. I haven't seen him this upset since they canceled Howdy Doody.
Hi, Vin.
Hi, Ola.
You look like you could use some cheering up. What say I make you a special dessert?
Oh, no thanks. I'm not hungry.
Not even for your favorite? Checkerboard cake?
With walnuts on top?
No, get started on it right away.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Iola. Checkerboard cake takes forever to make. You gotta mix 2 separate batters and use them special pans?
Nonsense. It doesn't take more than 5 or 6 hours.
Benton, in case you haven't noticed, that woman is eyeing you like a vulture staking out a wounded moose.
Check it out, Uncle Vin. This sensu bite really works.
Bubba, good Lord. If you don't get them drippy fish out of my living room, you're going to have sent your butt.
Come on, let's go see if the scalar and D gutter works as well as the rod and reel.
No thanks, Bubba. I got too much on my mind.
Oh, well, okay.
Come on, Vinton, it'll do you good. There's nothing like looking at a poor fish with no insides to make your own problems seem small. Come on. Go on. Well, what the... Well, Naomi, come on in.
No, not while Vinton is home. Could you come and talk to me out on the porch, please?
Well, this is silly. Why don't you just come on inside?
No, I don't want Vinton to hear.
Hear what?
Well, one of Luann's fiancés has come to town, and he wants to stay with her while his rig is being fixed. Now, the trailer only has the one bed. Well, plus the cot that doubles as the dinette, but still...
Naomi, just spare me the sleazy details and get to the point.
Miss Harper, the point is I don't have anywhere to stay.
Well, of course you do, sweetie. Come on inside.
No, when I walked through that door, Vinton told me it was goodbye forever.
Oh, that's just husband talk. Translated into English, that means if you leave me, I don't know what I'll do. Come inside and see for yourself.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm telling you, for the past 3 days, Vinton has been like the walking dead.
Rip-hoo! Uncle Vin, you're really making those scales fly now.
Yeah, look out, fish. Here comes Mr. Queen.
Well, he doesn't sound too broken up to me.
Mama, you're not going to believe this, Gizmo. You want to see a real clean fish? Oh, Skeeter.
Hello, Vinton. Oh, don't let me interrupt. I wouldn't dream of coming between you and your fish.
Now, Naomi, there's no need to play hard to get. We all knew you'd be back.
Please! I'm here as an invited guest of your mother, temporarily. Nothing between us has changed.
Oh, now, come on. Something must have.
Oh, I don't know, Mama. She seems just as pig-headed as the day she left.
Pig-headed?
Now, well, you two lovebirds just kiss and make up.
Ooh, I'd rather kiss that fish.
Well, that goes double for me.
Now, kids, is this any way to get back together?
Miss Harper, Vinton and I may be living under the same roof, but we are still separated.
Fine by me. I will bunk with Bubba.
Well, fine. I shall sleep on that lumpy sleeper sofa alone.
Well, don't you look at me with those innocent eyes. This is all your fault.
Grandma, that fish looks good.
Oh, thank you, baby. I'm hoping a nice family dinner will help these two patch things up. Naomi! Vinton! It's time for a nice family dinner!
Good luck, Grandma.
What do you mean, good luck? Where the hell you think you're going?
Amy's. I don't like to eat fish, Grandma. Especially the ones I've known personally.
Well, fine. Leave me here to face the odd couple alone.
Well, where am I supposed to sit, Mama?
Where you always sit, Vinton. Right over here next to your little love bug, Skeeter.
I just lost my appetite.
Maybe I'll be more comfortable over here.
Well, I would prefer a pleasanter view while I eat. I shall relocate to the coffee table.
Oh, come off it, Naomi. Get back over here and sit down.
No, thank you. I prefer to maintain my separate status.
Well, I can be just as separate as she can.
Well, I think you've both separated from your brains.
There. Now I can enjoy my fish in peace.
Well, if I do say so myself, this fish is delicious. There's nothing like a fresh Ray Lake crappie.
May we change the subject, please, Ms. Harper? 'Tis the unnatural obsession with the crappie in that lake that has destroyed my marriage.
Fine. Perhaps one of you would like to introduce a more pleasant topic of conversation.
Ha, ha, ha.
It's like eating dinner at a mime convention.
Mama, could you pass the salt?
Certainly, Vinton. You enjoying the view over here?
Miss Hope, I believe I could use some salt as well.
Well, Vinton's got it.
I know. I want you to pass it to me.
Crying out loud. I hope you people are good tippers.
Thank you.
Mama, you got any more of this tartar sauce?
Sure, Vinton. Coming right up. It's gonna be the only meal I ever walked off before I even ate it.
Thanks, Mama.
I just happened to be in the neighborhood. I thought I'd drop by. Would you care for some tartar sauce?
Oh, no thanks, Miss Hall, but the very sight of tartar sauce makes me ill.
In that case, I'll leave it right here.
Mama, could you pass the rolls?
Sure, Vinton. Anything your little heart desires. You want rolls? I'll give you rolls. There's your rolls. Here, now, I'll give you another roll. Here. Y'all want some butter to go with them,
sir? Mama! Cut it out! What's the matter with you?
Why are you acting so silly when our marriage is falling apart?
I could put on a clown suit and throw a pie in your face, and I wouldn't be acting sillier than you two.
What do you mean?
Let's face it, you two belong together. You were meant for each other. Nobody else would put up with either one of you.
Just what is the matter with us?
You got an hour? We could start with your lack of money, lack of prospects, lack of intelligence, and then go on to your really big problems.
Now, hold on. I resent that lack of intelligence, Crack. I think Naomi's as bright as a button.
You do?
Sure, compared to me.
Compared to you, this crappy is a Rhodes Scholar.
Oh, you just love to put people down, don't you, Miss Harper?
It is not only a pleasure, I see it as my duty.
Well, for your information, Vinton may not have a lick of sense, and he may be an overgrown adolescent who will never amount to anything. But I love him, and I won't hear another word against him.
Oh, gosh, Skeeter. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Oh, I meant it, baby.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry about that dumb fishing rod.
Oh, I should have been more understanding.
I feel so bad about the bed. I know how much you wanted it.
Oh, never mind, baby. We don't need a fancy bed that plays music. We can make our own carousel of love.
Oh, you bet we can. Dum da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 da.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Skeeter. Mm.
Oh. Oh, great. Isn't this just par for the course? You're down in the basement doing the bedroom bossa nova, and I'm stuck talking to a crappy.